All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. So, well, I'm Frédéric Desbiens. I manage embedded and IoT programs at the Eclipse Foundation. I was supposed to have a friend here, my friend Flo. Flo is still around, but is in Taiwan right now, celebrating Chinese New Year with his wife. So that's just me. This is a talk about chips or crisps for our UK friends, whatever. So please be kind with me because, well, how would I say that? I'm not a chip engineer or designer, but I will try to give you this taste of how Europe can gain back its competitive advantage using open source technologies around microelectronics and AI. All right, so of course we talk about AI, we talk about microelectronics. If I was to ask you this question, where are our AI success stories in Europe? And you would be silent, right? There are none. Or if they are, we don't know them. And that's another problem, okay? So the thing is, we have bright engineers in Europe. We have world-class semiconductor factories all over the place, right? And significant financial support from the Commission. So in spite of all of that, we are late as Europeans to the AI revolution. But not all is lost. So the point of this presentation is to tell you how we can catch up partly with open source hardware and, of course, the type of work that we do at the Open Hardware Foundation. By the way, maybe you were familiar with the previous name, Open Hardware Group. So that was an independent organization. And since January of this year, Open Hardware Group is now Open Hardware Foundation.